Wright-Patterson Air Force Base could receive a big chunk of federal funds to expand its National Air and Space Intelligence Center. The money is part of the National Defense Authorization Act. If approved, the $182 million funding package would be the largest in the base's history. The National Air and Space Intelligence Center, or NASIC, at Wright-Patt is the Department of Defense's primary source for information on foreign air and space threats. They also investigate foreign cybersecurity threats and look at ways to modernize Air Force capacity and determine military policy. Both Ohio's U.S. Senators Rob Portman and Sherrod Brown are calling the funding allocation a big win for the defense industry and Wright-Patt. Brown said in a statement released Tuesday, the bill would make sure Wright-Patt's highly skilled workers can continue to do their jobs and help meet our national security needs. Portman also talked to reporters in a conference call on Tuesday.
We were able to get in a number of really important projects for Ohio. So this overall is an effort to rebuild our military, and it's a big win for our troops, and I think it's a win for all of us in terms of having a military that's better prepared to deal with the very real threats that are out there.
President Trump is expected to sign the National Defense Authorization Act into law. NASIC will then use an initial $61 million of funding to begin construction of new facilities on base. That's set to start in July of 2019. Wright-Patt says NASIC needs the new space to relieve overcrowding because of the center's growth over the last 10 to 12 years. Also included in the Defense Authorization Act to be signed is more than $1 billion to go to research and development programs for the Air Force Research Lab at Wright-Patt. For WISO, I'm Jerry Kenney.